de los Estados Unidos en Turquía y nos atiende a esta hora. Embajador Grossman, buenos días.
Thank you very much. Buenos días to you. Thank you for having me.
Mariana, ¿qué puede pasar en la reunión Trump-Santos el viernes?
Ambassador Grossman, can you tell us what could happen between in this meeting between President Trump and President Santos on Friday?
Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me. Well, I think it's a very important visit for President Santos to make his case to President Trump about the enormous success that the United States and Colombia have had together over these past many years in defeating terrorism and defeating extremism and working on questions for Colombia. And I think that President Santos has a chance to make this case to President Trump. Second, I think it's also very important for President Santos, and I'm sure he will do this, to work on the Congress, on the Senate and the House, with other people, public opinion in the United States, to make sure that there continues to be bipartisan support for U.S. efforts in Colombia. And then third, and again, this is, you know, part of my new life, perhaps in business, I think there's a big opportunity for President Santos, with President Trump, with American public opinion, to also recognize the enormous opportunities commercially that are opening in Colombia. So it's a very important visit. I know he'll be very welcome here, and we look forward to participating in it as well.
Julio, nos dice el embajador Grossman que esta visita es demasiado importante. Lo primero que debe hacer el presidente Santos es abogar por el caso de Colombia y el éxito que ha tenido en compañía con Estados Unidos al trabajar juntos durante tantos años en combatiendo, digamos, el terrorismo, el extremismo, cuestiones que nos afectan a nosotros en el país, tales como el narcotráfico. También tiene una oportunidad de trabajar con el Congreso, el Senado, asegurarse que el apoyo bipartidista siga en pie en Estados Unidos y en ese Congreso. Y también, por último, el presidente Santos y el presidente Trump tienen una oportunidad de resaltar la importancia de la relación comercial que tienen estos países para que en el futuro sea aún más fuerte.
Mariana, yo lamentablemente no estoy de acuerdo cuando él habla de tremendous succeed, de tremendo éxito de las relaciones de Colombia y Estados Unidos en la lucha contra el narcotráfico. Yo diría que es el mayor fracaso que ha tenido la relación de dos países por cuenta de lo que ha significado la cantidad de dinero del Plan Colombia para una producción de coca sin precedentes en la historia. ¿No será más bien que al presidente Trump le preocupa el fracaso de la producción de coca en Colombia, que hoy tiene sus niveles más altos, no solamente del mundo, sino en la historia?
Ambassador, you talk about the enormous success of Colombia and the United States in working together, especially in questions that pertain to our country. But we here are of the opinion that the issue of drug trafficking hasn't been a tremendous success in terms of how it's been fought. It's been a kind of a major failure. The country, as you know, is now producing and it has the historically highest levels of coca plantations we've seen, and we are the number one producer of cocaine again. Isn't probably Mr. Trump worried about the rise in cocaine production, and isn't this going to be a subject of conversation that might affect in a certain way, not only the conversation, but maybe in the future, our relationship?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I think no issue that there's still work to do, much work to do on the counter-narcotics question. This is a worldwide problem, and as you say, Colombia is an important part of it. I think the important thing here for President Trump and President Santos, and of course they will have their own conversation, I don't know what it will really be like, but is to recognize that what's been the success of Plan Colombia. The success of Plan Colombia, both on the Colombian side and on the American side, has been to look at these issues simultaneously, to understand that you can't defeat the narcotics trafficking without dealing with questions of counterterrorism. You can't defeat counterterrorism or counter-narcotics without economic growth. You can't have any success in these three areas without democratic politics. And so while I'm sure that President Trump, and I'm sure that President Santos, will talk about counter-narcotics. How could they not? I think they will try to recognize that what we've learned these past years is that simultaneity, working on all aspects of the U.S.-Colombian relationship, and particularly for Colombians, is the answer to these questions. And so, yes, it's counter-narcotics. Yes, it's a continuation to defeat those extremists who have not yet given up. Yes, it's economic development. Yes, it's politics and democracy. And all of these things together, I think, are the foundation for a conversation between the two presidents.
Sí, Julio, es una pregunta muy importante y usted tiene razón. Definitivamente la cuestión del narcotráfico es una cuestión que va a estar sobre la mesa en la conversación entre estos dos presidentes, pero él dice que nosotros tenemos que entender que la opción que ellos tienen para contrarrestar los efectos del narcotráfico también se ven en otras áreas, como por ejemplo promover el desarrollo económico, unas políticas muy democráticas, la educación, por ejemplo, son cosas aledañas que a su vez pueden impactar negativamente el negocio del narcotráfico y la creciente tendencia que estamos viendo en la plantación de la coca.
Mariana, yo le quisiera preguntar, cambiando un poco de tema, de las relaciones de Colombia-Estados Unidos, de las relaciones entre Estados Unidos y Turquía, ya que hoy...